Welcome to Come and See, your podcast for finding truth in a world of chaos. Brought to you by Living Waters Abide Ministries. With host and founder, Richard Case, and co-host and retreat leader, Kathy Riccone. Today is our special guest day, where we will hear from a friend in the ministry who will share their insight and stories on truth in this chaotic world. And now your host, Richard Case.
Well, good morning, everybody. This is Guest Thursday, and we have a very special guest, Diane, who also lives in New Hampshire, friend of Kathy's. And Kathy, why don't you give another introduction? We had Diane and her husband on before that talked about a property they were developing, and we'll have a little bit of an update about that. But Kathy, why don't you go ahead and make your introduction?
Sure. Just as a reminder to people, Diane and her husband Antonio have both been on a couple times now, I believe.
Yes.
Yep. And shared their story. Her husband is a tall Brazilian who is in the chocolate business. And so we, as friends of Diane and Antonio's, always have the benefit of getting some really good chocolate around the holidays. So that's always fun. But Diane is a very special friend I have known for several years now, part of a ladies group that has met at my house for quite a while. And then in the last, goodness, how long has it been now? Has it been a year yet that you guys have been on that property, Diane?
Almost two.
Almost, no, really?
Yeah.
So she and Antonio, they shared about the last time they were on, if anybody wants to go back and visit this beautiful land that God led them to with a lot of purpose and a lot of restoration and work that has gone into it. But beautiful purpose in that. But since they moved up there, she now joins our group sometimes live on occasion and then often via Zoom. So that has, at least we've still been able to stay connected, which has been fantastic. But she is definitely one of the women in my life that I will consider a forever, forever faithful friend. Definitely somebody who everybody needs a Diane in their life, you know, because encourages you, leads you right back to the feet of Jesus, drops everything to pray when you need to pray, the kind of friend everybody should have. So that's my Diane.
Yep. Well, Diane, from the last time, you know, you were talking about the supernatural work of how you came to that property. Why don't you give us just an update? What have you been doing, you know, this last year at the property, and what do you see happening next?
Sure. Yeah. So the first year we were here, we had to do the renovations on the inside of the home first so that, you know, we could live here. So this last year and last summer, we worked on the outside of the home and on parts of the property itself. It's a huge acreage, 95 acres. We're just kind of like about 3 to 5 acres that we're working on things where the buildings are. And Antonio, being, you know, in confectionery, is using that to make sugar maple syrup, using the sugar shack. And he's excited about that. He has an evaporator that he got this year, and he has the trees tapped. In fact, his mom is here this week visiting us from Brazil. She's 85, but has so much energy and vitality. She was right out there with him, helping him tap trees.
And also making big snow angels, which was a big deal for her.
We made a video of her making a snow angel so she could send it to her friends in Brazil and show her how it's done. So that is a lot of what's happening here on the property. And we are, we talked about sort of circling the wagons with campers to have a retreat for people to come to. And that is still in the making, but we have also decided, at the suggestion of my son, Jordan, he's very entrepreneurial minded, to take the barn that is here on the property, big barn. And, you know, it's kind of a low lying fruit. It's right there ready to go, and turn that into a little place where people can stay as well.
Yeah.
Mm, so that's fun.
Yeah. So we haven't started on that yet this year, but probably late spring and summer we'll be working on that. So yeah.
When you make maple syrup, do you have to tap into the tree and it drips sap out?
Yes.
And you collected can't hang a bucket and it collects in the bucket.
Right. It collects in a bucket. And because we have so many trees tapped, I'm not sure how many he's going to tap, but the other day the count was up to 76. So, you know, last year he just, I don't know, maybe did a dozen or something, 20. And so he would just walk out there, you know, through the snow. And
get. So he's going to have quite the production this year.
Yes, yes. So now there are lines that go between the buckets. So they're sort of all streaming into one big giant place. You know, he's not just going out there and manually handling that. So it's quite a system, and he's learning a lot. He was a little intimidated by some of it at first, but got a lot of help from the folks where they sell the equipment, and our neighbor who has been here for years, and he's probably been making maple syrup for 40 years since he was a young man. So super helpful.
Well, yeah. And you guys made your own little label for that. And there's a little bit of a story behind that as well, right?
Yes. Yes. So our last name is Malachias, and it comes from Malachi, the last book in the Old Testament. And so Antonio wanted to have our label say House of Malachi. Our sugar shack, nice. Big sign that says House of Malachi. And so our little byline, if you will, on the bottom of the label is part of a scripture out of Malachi. And it just says open dot, 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 and pour out the blessings.
Nice.
Yeah. Isn't that sweet? Literally.
So the syrup must be pretty good then, huh?
Yes. It's very good.
So I know when you shared about it, part of it was that, you know, you two were going to enjoy it. You know, are you enjoying just being there, just living there?
Yes. Yes, it did take some adjustment because I'm at least an hour, you know, from where we used to live and seeing a lot of our friends. And we were an hour and a half drive from the church that we were attending as well, and committed to that. And our children and grandchildren live about 10 minutes from that church. So every Sunday when we would drive in, it was kind of a twofold fun day. Sabbath day to go to church, fellowship, and be in communion with our friends there, and then see our children and grandchildren as well. And so it was just an adjustment, you know, making that drive. It was a feeling of like, you know, getting the horses ready and going into town, you know, and doing all the things while we were in town. But I have adjusted to that now, and I tried to coordinate things, you know, on same day activities as I'm over in that area or in town, if you will, so that on the days that I'm here, I can just relax and enjoy the property and our neighbors. And it's so wonderful to have great neighbors that make you feel welcome to stop by anytime, mm-hmm. even unannounced, and can stop by here. And I have actually found myself playing a game of cribbage right in the middle of the day when a neighbor stopped by. It's very different.
That's so sweet.
That's fun. That's fun. How is the snow level up there?
We definitely have over 2 feet now. I don't know how much has accumulated. I was telling Rich, Kathy, that you know, that snow line that people talk about up here, even though you and I are just maybe a little over an hour apart, there's significantly more snow up here. We're very close to Mount Sunapee.
Right.
Which is, you know, many people go skiing there. So we do have quite a bit of snow. But we do have a tractor, and so Antonio has fun plowing. While we were thawing out in Florida, our neighbor graciously plowed for us so we would be able to get in the driveway when we return.
Nice, nice. Yeah, and this year I think the snow line, all bets are off, because even like our house, we probably still have 18 to 20 inches on the ground around us right now. And I know even Beverly, Mass, down by our church, you know, we got like 4 inches the other day and they got 9 on the coast. So this is just a weird year across the board.
Yeah.
The Northeast is just getting slammed, period. So
what are your, as you think of, you know, the rest of this year into next year, what are some of your plans right now for the property?
Yes, we have an area that's a little bit more manicured. We did lay some seeds and grass seed last fall, and it was already coming in, and that should look nice and be nice. We'll have sort of like some, not campsites, but we'll have like the wood stove at the, there's one that's like a smokeless one that's out there. So we'll have the fireplace areas around. We have a pavilion where we can set up instruments and have worship out there.
Oh, how fun.
And yes, and we're very hopeful to, we do have one camper, so we're very hopeful to have the barn prepared. And then across from it will be one camper that will have like kind of the astroturf, you know, out on the deck. And so there'll be some chairs out there. And just an opportunity for whomever the Lord puts on our heart to be here with us, relax. It's not the Hilton or the Marriott. It's a different feel. It's for those that just want to come out to where it's very, very quiet. There is, you know, phone access that they can feel comfortable with, to reach out to them if there's an emergency or something like that. But, you know, we want to even take the maple syrup and use that, have conversation with couples, married couples, about the sweetness, you know, of marriage and how it can be, but how much work it takes also, you know, and with the Lord at the center. Those are some of the things that we are looking forward to this year.
Yeah, great. So as you've been, you know, growing in your abiding, walking with God, what kind of things are you processing, you know, for just what is God saying to you about, you know, your life and what's ahead and enjoying that relationship?
Yes, just loving it. As I was abiding last year, the Lord showed me that he was plucking some things out of my life that I wasn't anticipating. You know, I knew that he was uprooting a few things here and there. And then he began to uproot things that I thought, well, I mean, I've been doing this for almost 6 years and it's going great. I should probably keep doing it. It was a that I've been doing by Zoom for this month. It would have been 6 years, and just a great group of ladies, sometimes up to 15, but
from all over the world too, right?
Yes. Yeah. And the Lord laid on my heart that I was to lay that down, and I prayed about it, and my husband prayed with me, and it was confirmed. So that, and I used to help care for my grandchildren, a 1 and a 3-year-old, and that is not on my regular schedule anymore. And all of these different things were being plucked up by the end of November. And so all of these different words like uprooted and pruning and even plowing, you know, plowing the land for something new and fresh were coming to me. And so as I was abiding, I was even looking back in my journal this morning in preparation for today. It's so fun to look back and see what the Lord was speaking to me. The way that I like to abide and write in my journal is every other day I write in either black or blue ink so I can quickly look to see where, you know, and then I print what I'm saying to the Lord, and then I pause and I begin to write in cursive, starting with writing my name in cursive, where I then wait to hear what the Lord is saying to me. And then I just begin writing as I feel him talking to me. And it's so fun to go back and look at it, because sometimes we forget the details, right? Yes. Of maybe, you know, what the Lord had spoken to us. And it's so great to have reminders. So it was at the beginning of December that I was like, well, okay, what are we doing? A bit of almost like my personality was almost like so excited that it was like I was going to fill, you know, the gaps.
Just sure, like sure. That.
And the Lord said, we're in a field season. You're in a field season, man. And I was like, field season? And he said, yes, like David out in the fields, you know, I was with him. And I was teaching him and I was showing him things. And so he was saying, this is a field season for you and I to be together and for you to listen to me. And he said, and don't invite your friends. Yeah, in a very loving, kind way. Like it's, you know, it's not a party out here, you know. And so it was on in the first week of December. I'm going to see if I see it here now, where I was saying, okay, Lord, here we are. What are we going to do now? What do you have for me? And I'm sorry, I'm trying to find right the spot where it was. Oh, here he said, okay, Diane, here we are. We're finally moving into the season that I've had planned for you. And yes, I'm excited too.
Sweet.
It will be a process. Take one day at a time. Make a plan. He said, it's okay and good to make a plan, because I've had seasons in the past where I planned a little too detailed every moment of the day, and that just, you know, so sometimes swinging the pendulum either way on that. But he was saying, it's okay, you know, to calendar things, but focus on each day as a gift from me. Take full advantage of the days with me and with others as I lead. And then just keep checking in with me throughout each hour so that you are on my path for your day. And hold my hand. Here we go.
Yes.
So there was just such an excitement. you know, in my spirit. And then all throughout December, he was just confirming in my heart that I have an audience of one, and that's him.
Yep.
Because even though I feel tears, even though I've received a healing from people pleasing, there's still a little bit of that as humans that is in there. Mm-hmm. Even if it's maybe living up to my own expectation,
sure,
of myself and what I should be doing or what it should look like. And so he continued to encourage me that I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Mm-hmm. Many of us know that verse out of Psalm 139.
Right.
And he kept repeating that verse to me all throughout December, you know, like, you are fearfully and wonderfully made, Diane. You're an original. Don't try to do things like so-and-so is doing, or, you know, you can admire them. That's great. That's their gift. But I have things for you to do that only you can do. And so that was just a huge blessing all throughout the end of the year. And so as I prayed for what my word would be for 2026, I felt like I had a dozen words, you know, plow, prune, plant, you know, all of these, farm. And it finally came down to plant. And there were several verses around it, but two specific verses that he gave me. And one of them was more about me personally being planted. And that was Jeremiah 17:8. And it says, he is like a tree planted by water that sends out its roots by the stream and does not fear when heat comes, for its leaves remain green, and is not anxious in the year of drought, for it does not cease to bear fruit. And so that was just an encouragement for me regarding abiding. You know, you have planted yourself by the living stream. You're in the word and with me every day, you know, continuing to listen to, you know, my direction, you know, the Lord is saying. And the other one had more to do with me planting the seed and other people. Let me see now. I see it. I know it's in Ecclesiastes. Oh, yes. Okay. Ecclesiastes 1:11-6, where it says, in the morning, sow your seed, and at evening, withhold not your hand, for you do not know which will prosper, this or that, or whether both alike will be good.
Oh, that's good.
So that, again, encouraging me, do obey me, you know, the Lord saying, do what I'm telling you to do, plant the seed. And that's, you know, don't worry about the result.
You're not responsible for the result. He is.
Exactly. Exactly. So just that continuous encouragement to be obedient to him, be confident of my worth in him, mm-hmm. and my identity in him, and that he has made me the way that I am, you know, with my personality, with the gifts and the talents that he's given me. And I don't like the story in the Bible. I don't want to bury my talent, you know, and then when he returns, be like, oh, I was afraid. Right. You know, I was afraid to teach, or I was afraid to speak. You know, I don't think I'm very good at it, or I don't speak like so-and-so. I don't want to, you know, be that person. I want to step out in faith, even though sometimes, of course, it can be a little scary. For those couple of things that I mentioned are things that he's asked me to do, to speak or to teach. And it was so interesting. I have some audio messages, some that are on my phone, that or voice recordings, I should say, that I saved, where people were praying for me. And one of them is from 2015, from two of my dearest friends, Mary and Mary Lou. And I want to just say right here too, your five top friends just is so important, right? The people that you hang around with, that you have community with, that you can speak to as you're abiding, and they are, and you can confirm with each other, is so, so important. And Mary Lou has now gone home to be with the Lord, but her voice is in this recording, and her birthday was earlier this month. So at least once a year, I like to go back and listen to that recording where her voice is there and where she is encouraging me to move forward in what the Lord has called me to do.
I love that.
That's encouraging. Yeah.
So I, you know, it kind of feels a little bit like a little, you know, like, okay, Diane.
That's right. Well, thank you for setting this all up. We have lots to explore in our next couple sessions. We're going to have Diane for three talk more about that. One thing we'd like to kind of discuss would be to, as you were, when he was saying, I want you to prune, we'd love you to talk a little bit about that, because every one of us is in that same place at some point in time. And it's a very difficult thing to actually let him prune us.
Especially and it when it's good things.
It sounded like you walked through that. We'd just like to have you share a little bit how that went, and then we can talk about how are you going to abide and follow and take this. What do you do with this word and this thought? Again, people tend to think, just tell me everything I'm supposed to do. And he says, well, I'm just going to say something to you, and I want you to walk with me. I'll let you know, you know, and we want to talk a little bit about that. So Diane, thank you so much for your enthusiasm, and it's exciting to see where God's taken you and how beautiful that is to just walk with him. And we know one thing, your life is full of surprises. So
yes.
It's not going to be boring. So Heavenly Father, we pray over Diane and their husband. Thank you for the beautiful place you've given them. Even the opportunity to develop syrup and invite people to start experiencing the sweetness of marriage, which is what we're all committed to. And we just pray that place is used for that purpose. And we look forward to hearing more of the story now in Christ's name. Amen.
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 Well, thank you so much for sharing, Diane, and Rich, you as well. And if listeners, if you have questions from today's podcast, be sure to send them in to us at questions@abideministries.com. And we look forward to seeing you next time.
Yep. See you then.
Thank you for joining us for today's episode of Come and See, your podcast for truth in a world of chaos. Brought to you by Living Waters Abide Ministries. Send us your questions and comments and tune in tomorrow for more answers to your personal questions about living life in God's truth. Remember, God's will is best and none better. His truth brings peace in this world of chaos.